Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line right now, Thane Rosenbaum, political analyst with CBS News. Thane, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. A couple of teachers now suing over being fired over things that they posted after the death of Charlie Kirk. I'm wondering how exactly this might vary from case to case. If each case like this, because there's going to be a lot of them across the country, is very specific and nuanced, or if they're all kind of the same?
It's a good point. It's an excellent point. Because, first of all, remember, these cases are only relevant if it's a public school teacher. If you're a private school teacher, you're no different than Colin Kaepernick, who played for the San Francisco 49ers. You do not have a First Amendment right to express your political views while you're on the job with a private employer. The question with a public employer is that, well, that seems like it, you know, completely implicates the First Amendment. Why? Because the First Amendment starts with the government shall not infringe speech, right? And the school, if it's a public school, is the government, right? The question is it a political statement that's being used in these social media postings, or does it express something else that the school board, the school public school board can say, or the school district can say? You know, this, you may think this is political, but this sounds like you think we should just kill people. You know, Charlie Kirk was an innocent guy who was trying to speak to students and he got killed, and you seem to be celebrating that. We don't think you should be in the classroom, right? We don't want you in the classroom. You don't seem like that person. Just like the school, public school could say, you know, they find out a teacher's a stripper at night, right? She could say, well, look, I have a private life. And I say, well, yeah, you have a private life, but we have sort of codes of what we want our faculty to represent, and we don't think you represent it. So it really does depend, I think, to a large degree on the context, because if whatever you're posting displays something that makes you, remember, social media, everyone gets to see it. Every kid can see it. It's not really private. You've publicly said to the world, I believe in killing people who are Christians, or I believe that anyone who believes in gun rights should be killed, right? I think that a school could make the argument, well, we have a requirement to make sure that a certain kind of person with certain kinds of character is in our classrooms, and you don't have it. So in general, if you're making a political statement, the government can't infringe your speech. But if you're saying something that you think is political, like, for instance, you know, globalize the intifada is a very good example, right? You know, the people that scream that are saying, I'm talking about Palestinian rights. But that's not what globalize the intifada means. It means kill Jews wherever you are. So in theory, I don't think that statement would be protected by under the Constitution. But the people who scream it think they're just making a political statement. And so it's very similar to that idea.
So we're hearing a lot of these either suspensions or firings, right? Do you think a lot of these cases of public school teachers will end up in court or just be handled by school boards?
Well, it depends, right? Because, you know, Disney, you know, with Jimmy Kimmel, is a private company. And they obviously felt that they were taking reputational damage in the public, you know, their audience, And that's why they reversed their decision. They may have upset the other half of America, but one half of America said that, you know, especially people who are free speech absolutists have said, he just, you know, expressed his opinion. By the way, that's the same point you could make about the Jimmy Kimmel show. You know, he essentially said, you know, he said last night, I did not mean to dismiss this killing. I thought it was wrong. And I didn't mean to disparage the people who are MAGA Republicans. But he did. He did disparage them. So he didn't really apologize. He did. So I don't know what would happen in a situation like that. But I think that after Disney caved, it's clear that people now believe that, you know, these are First Amendment rights that should be protected. This is America. We are very permissive on the First Amendment, way more than other Western nations, right? We are a very pro-free speech country. But, you know, this brings back, you know, the issue of, you know, people who got fired in schools or anywhere for things that, you know, denying the vaccine's efficacy or DEI policies, right? There was an example of where public schools fired people. If you don't believe in a DEI agenda, you got to go. Those people didn't sue, or did sue. If they did sue, they somehow weren't protected. But those two were political opinions. You have a political opinion, then the government is forcing us to take COVID injections, and they're not telling us the truth about its efficacy. So we're seeing, in some ways, you could make the argument, a double standard. But I do think that we've, in the last 5 days, with 500 celebrities filing a letter with the ACLU saying this is a First Amendment violation, if you're a public school teacher, you've just lost your job. Of course, you should be saying to the district, you know, school board, you just took away my rights. The question is, will they turn around and say, no, you know, you have an obligation to uphold certain standards in your life on social media, and we don't want students walking around reading something that you said that suggests you believe in killing Christians.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it make a difference if it's the policy or the action? This one teacher in South Carolina suing, she was fired because she violated the district's social media policy. She's saying it's the policy that's violating her First and 14th Amendment rights. Not necessarily that she was wrongfully terminated, but that the policy itself was wrong.
Right. She's saying you're pointing to something that I violated. And that's the whole point of the First Amendment. The government cannot infringe on my free speech. Now, remember, the Jimmy Kimmel story, Disney is a private company, right? So he couldn't sue, you know, if he could try. There is a teacher who did try to sue the federal government because he had an anti-vax position. And he's tried to sue the federal government. That case actually is going to the Supreme Court this term. We're going to hear that. It's the Berenson case. Because you normally, the way it works is you don't sue the federal government for violating your free speech. You stop the government from trying to do something to you. He's filing for monetary damages as opposed to saying, I just want my job reinstated. You can't fire me for that. So there is a case that's working its way through. But again, the question is, what is the policy saying, and what is the purpose? the people who are free speech absolutists will say, like the globalizing intifada, I don't care what you think I said. I'm really just making a political statement, right? So, like, for instance, you could make the argument, I'm against affirmative action, but I want to go into school. I want to go into the world and say, lynch blacks, lynch blacks, lynch blacks. Could you imagine, you know, making the argument that that's protected speech because I'm really just against, racial quotas or not quotas or racial preferences? People would, you know, be outraged at something like that. So that's the question here. What did she say, right? What did she say? If she said something like, he got what he deserved because he's a Christian who believes in guns, so there you go, I don't see how the school can't take the position. We just don't think you're fit to be in our classroom. Depends what you said, and that could be what's the legal argument.
All right. Hey, Thane, thanks so much. Always appreciate it. Thane Rosenbaum joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.